This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Yōkoso, haere mai. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society podcast. I'm your host today, Nathan Woodfield, a member of the Sister City Society. I'm here today for a fourth episode in the studios of Otago Access Radio, located in central Dunedin. In today's episode, we're trying something a bit new. We usually have an interview here in the studio, but this time we'll be reporting back from the field. Those who have been following our show will know that we had an opening event for the Hiroshima Nagasaki 80th Memorial Exhibit. The opening event was at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 2nd of August, and the exhibit is running through the rest of the week with a morning and afternoon session at the HD Skinner Annex outside Tūhura Otago Museum each day. The morning session is from 10 a.m. to 12 midday, and then the afternoon session is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. each day. On the closing day, Sunday the 10th of August, we'll have a morning session only. So, without further ado, please join me in listening to the opening event. So, to quickly set the scene where we are, we're just outside the HD Skinner Annex on a sunny Dunedin winter morning. You're in a crowd of 167 people, and in front of you, the Otaiko Taiko Drumming Club have set up half a dozen very large Japanese drums. They're holding up their bachi percussion sticks and are ready for the energetic performance. Here they go. Thank you.
Just on behalf of everybody here today, I just want to acknowledge and thank the Otago drummers here today for all that effort, that energy, the skill is just fantastic, and it's a great way to start this ceremony. So I think another round of applause is appropriate. Can everyone hear me okay? There's plenty of room at the front if you want to move forward, okay? Anyway, tēnā koutou katoa. My name is Andrew Noon. I'm president of the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society. The society was established back in 1986 when the City Council, Dunedin City Council, signed a sister city relationship agreement with the Otaru City Council. So that's why we exist, and we're an enthusiastic group that love learning more and more about the Japanese culture, and we have various exchanges occurring and other cultural activities, and today is just another one of those. But so a warm welcome to Mayor Jules Radich. I see Scott Willis here as well, and the Rachel Brooking, and the maybe other MPs. Warm welcome to all of those elected members. A special welcome to our esteemed Japanese visitors that are here with us today. That's a very special treat for us to have you here with us. Welcome to members of the society and everybody else gathered here today. A few months ago, we were asked by the Japanese Embassy in Wellington to host this important event, and we feel very privileged to do so in partnership with Tuharu Otagi Museum. So today, as we open this Hiroshima 80th Memorial Photo Exhibition, a record of the horrors of war and the value of ongoing friendship and support. Hiroshima was the first city to suffer an atomic bomb on August the 6th, 1945, 80 years, close to 80 years ago. Followed three days later by Nagasaki. It was a horrific end to the war with far-reaching consequences on human lives and history. I'll now hand over to the Mayor, who is going to say a few words.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Te huihui mai nei. Ena mana, ena reo, e rea rakitira mā. Tēnā koutou. Ena mana whenua. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Good morning, everyone. It's a great honour to be here and opening this exhibition commemorating 80 years since the devastating bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and what a very tragic event or events they were. And that was the first time that nuclear weapons had ever been used, and remains the only time they've been used in armed combat. And let us all hope and pray that that situation remains. Because, of course, it's very difficult to fathom the staggering loss of lives that took place on those days, and many more people than the entire population of Auriporti Dunedin. And now, 8 decades long, the effects of those catastrophes linger with us. And the shadow of the possibility of a nuclear conflagration in the world still hangs over us, and I fear to say it's unlikely to dissipate. But this exhibition gives us the opportunity to see firsthand the magnitude of destruction at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and reminds us that we must continue to strive for an end to all wars. And we have a couple of notable ones going on in the world today. But this exhibition shows us why atomic weapons must never be used again. And let's hope that we can hold that line in the world. I'd especially like to acknowledge the bravery and openness with which the Hibakusha atomic bomb survivors have shared their stories throughout this very moving exhibition. I haven't had a chance to see all of the exhibition yet, but the few panels that I have seen are very moving, but also very disturbing. I'd like to say a special thanks to the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum for sharing this exhibition with us. We're very grateful and honoured to host it, and thank you also to the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society for your role in bringing this to our city. It's a very special privilege also to have students and staff from Yasuda Girls High School in Hiroshima here with us today. Welcome, and thank you for sharing your generosity and sharing your reflections and experiences with us. Here in Dunedin, we're honoured to be able to nurture a living symbol of the resilience of the people of Hiroshima. A ginkgo biloba tree is planted in the market reserve and is a direct descendant of a tree at Shirohane Shrine, which survived the atomic bombing. And the tree was grown here in Dunedin from a seed that was presented to the Dunedin Central Rotary Club by Green Legacy Hiroshima, and I'm proud to have taken part in the ceremony of planting that tree. So it sits in the market reserve down on Princes Street. And so that tree is flourishing, and like that tree, that flourishing tree, this extraordinary exhibition prompts us to reflect on the importance of peace and our shared humanity. He aha, to me, nui a te ao. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. What is the most important thing in the world? It is people, it is people, it is people. Ka mihi nui, kia ora. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're now going to hand over to the students, the Wairua Poihoe, to perform. So we're in your hands, students. Thank you.
Ko te rite ia o, ki te roa te wiu. Yeah.
just on behalf of everyone here again, yeah, thank you very much to the Haka group from Otago Girls and Otago Boys. Once again, we're so lucky to have a rich culture that we can celebrate on a regular basis, so that's wonderful. Great performance. Thank you. Moving on to, I mentioned some special guests we had here from Japan, Yasuda Girls High School. We've got four students, Mayu Momoto, Sariri Hiroshima, Ayu Shikamoto, and Hinami Kubota. And these students are speaking and singing. Well, they're singing their school song and also speaking. So a warm welcome to them. They would perhaps like to come and stand up here. Thank you.
We are Ayu Shikamoto,
Sariri Hiroshima,
Hinami Kubota,
Mayu Momoto,
from Yasuda Girls High School. As you know, on August 6, 1945, an atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima during the war. Planning countless lives. Even today, our school has memorials to ensure such a tragedy is never repeated. We must never forget this painful history.
As the number of World War II survivors decreases, we must reflect more deeply on what happened. Hiroshima was the first city to suffer an atomic bombing. In an instant, a once vibrant city was turned into a wasteland. The devastation was enormous. 140,000 people lost their lives. Some even believe that no plants would grow in Hiroshima for 75 years after the bombing.
80 years has passed since that day, and the average age of atomic bombs survivors is now 83. There are few and few people left to share their experiences. That is why the government is collecting, testimonying, and supporting survivors. But beyond that, it's up to us to listen to those who are still with us and carry their stories forward.
So what can we do now that the number of survivors is decreasing? I thought of two things. First, to visit the Atomic Bomb Museum and see the surviving cherry blossoms in Hiroshima. Seeing and feeling things with your own eyes helps you truly understand and avoid repeating the same mistakes. Second, to foster peace in everyday life. War begins with indifference, discrimination, and division. That's why we must not ignore moments of exclusion or prejudice in our daily lives. We have a responsibility to carry forward the lessons of the past. Peace is something we build, not just remember.
Joy today was built by others. Now it's our turn to build and protect it. Let's cherish our everyday lives and create a peaceful, happy future together and with purpose. Thank you for listening.
Peace.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Another round of applause for the girls from Mercedes High School. Okay, have we got OG's amnesty? Yep, would you like to come forward? So we've got Aura Jackson from Otago Girls High School representing amnesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. The floor is yours. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name's Ola. I'm here on behalf of Otago Girls Amnesty, and we'd just like to share a poem with you all. Can everyone hear me okay? Okay. I come and stand at every door, but no one can hear my silent tread. I knock and yet remain unseen, for I am dead, for I am dead. I'm only 7, though I died in Hiroshima long ago. I'm 7 now as I was then. When children die, they do not grow. My hair was scorched by swirling flame. My eyes grew dim, my eyes grew blind. Death came and turned my bones to dust, and that was scattered by the wind. I need no fruit, I need no rice, I need no sweets, nor even bread. I ask for nothing for myself, for I am dead, for I am dead. All that I need is that for peace, you fight today, you fight today, so that the children of this world can live and grow and laugh and play. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much, Aura. Hey, so I've just got some closing remarks. May this exhibition be an enlightening experience, a call for peace internationally, and a reminder of our shared responsibilities to open the path forward to a world free of nuclear weapons. Peace is not just the absence of war, but the presence of justice, compassion, and understanding. It's a commitment we make to one another, to our children, and to the future generations. It is a promise to strive for a world where every person can live with dignity and without fear of violence. Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you. We will now. We're just going to end with a karakia.
Sure, everyone. Thanks for coming. We'd just like to end this event with a karakia for peace. Kia tau te rangi Marie, o te rangi e tū iho nei, o papatua nuku e tākoto nei, o te taiao e āwhine, ki runga I a tātou, ti hei, mauri ora. Thanks everyone.
That's lovely, thank you very, very much. Hey, so that concludes the ceremony. The exhibition is now open. So I hope you tell your friends, your family, your workmates to come along and visit.
Wow, it was such a special day. Incredible performances and speeches, and I'm so very, very thankful to the many people who came together to make this event possible. People from Dunedin and Hiroshima of all ages got to connect together and share this message for enduring peace with each other. Let's continue this message not just at events or anniversary days, but through into our daily lives. We'll have a quick intermission here and we'll be right back. So, thanks so much for joining me on the show today, as we got to do something a wee bit different. I really enjoyed sharing this exhibit opening event with you, and I hope you get a chance to visit the exhibit during the week. Along with the photos and the posters, that are going to be exhibited. We'd love for you to join in making the Orizuru paper cranes. And there's also a visitor book for you to sign and write a message. We'll be taking the paper cranes and the visitor book 10,000 kilometres all the way over to Hiroshima. So I think it's something very special that we can physically share that message of peace as well. So from here, to follow the society and hear about our upcoming events, you can follow us on Facebook if you search for the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society. Otaru is spelled O-T-A-R-U. We also have an email newsletter that you can sign up to. You can message a page on Facebook or email me directly at DunedinOtaruPodcast@gmail.com to sign up. This show is played on Otago Access Radio in Dunedin on the airwaves of 105.4 FM and 1575 AM. And it's also on its website, oar.org.nz. You can also listen to us online through your favourite podcast app, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search for the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society podcast, and that's Otaru spelt O-T-A-R-U. Thanks so much for listening and joining us today. O kiki itadaki, arigatou gozaimashita. Till next time, mata ne.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.